Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 27th. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen, and with me, as always, is Adam Erdman.
Hello.
How's it going, Adam?
It's going well. Just had delicious foods made by Emily and Katie, who are joining us this evening.
Yes. But before we get to them, we have a couple things that we want to plug. First, you can find a lot of content from our show at bufferingpodcast.com, including a lot of photos. You can also find a lot of bonus tracks, plenty of stuff to check out on top of the episodes. So if you enjoy the episodes, make sure to check out the bonus tracks. You can also find us on iTunes. So if you search for my name, search for Adam's name, search for the podcast name, or search for any of our guests' names, you can find us on iTunes. Just search for Buffering. You can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, because Buffering Podcast did not fit. But you can basically get any updates about our show, as well as postings about when bonus tracks go up, when episodes go up, a lot of photos as well. And you can also find our studio on Facebook at by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right. And we also have a link to our Stitcher player specifically on our website, so another reason to go back to bufferingpodcast.com.
Hooray.
But, as we had mentioned before, we have two fantastic, wonderful, beautiful guests who are with us today who made us food, wonderful food, so that we are all prepared to sit and digest for a good hour-long show.
Indeed.
Possibly. We dinner have with us...
Oh. Dinner and conversation.
Yes.
A double date, if you will.
Kind of.
A bit. A bit.
But returning, we have Emily Dice and Katie Shea Robertson.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, and you will have to perch again. There you go.
Perching. I'm notorious for this. It's my thing.
Somebody's got to have
one.
Not
the only one. Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Just get comfy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Adam does it where he kind of does the, what is it, Kilroy?
The chirping bird hover.
Yeah. Kilroy was here. Yeah. Just kind of peering over the windscreen.
A very circular mustache.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
I was actually thinking about, while you were talking about where to find Buffering, I was thinking about how cool it would be to add a mustache to the front of the windscreen.
It would position things pretty well.
Yes, it would.
In terms of trying to figure out, you know, trying to give people a good idea of distance rather than putting like a toothpick there or something that
could stab you.
Would hurt. But would be really funny if somebody's not paying attention, just goes right in for the kill.
Ah!
Yeah! You learned a lesson. But it'd be better of a motivator if it's behind them, so if they went back too far, then it'd get them. But still.
We'll have to make this contraption and market it to torturing people and stuff.
Horrible, horrible
people.
You
know, people who torture things.
But,
anyway.
Moving on very quickly.
Dan, I owe you a box of Kleenex.
Yes, cleaning
up
a little
spillage there.
For
the three Kleenex that she used.
Not just the three.
I used like a pile.
Of three.
Three.
There were at least four.
But we have some news to talk about and chip in on and all of that funness. First story that's probably most interesting to everybody here. Breaking from our usual standard streaming video topics, talking about ebooks and specifically the Harry Potter series, which is now available in ebook form exclusively at the Pottermore website.
Yep.
Which is a huge change because the Harry Potter series has enough pull that they don't have to go through Amazon, they don't have to go through Barnes & Noble. It's that Amazon and Barnes & Noble are actually linking to the Pottermore page to direct people to buy it that way.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Harry Potter's
exciting.
Like, no, 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 no.
I'm fine over here.
You link to
you
us.
You come to me.
That's actually, I had watched the video for Pottermore several times because I keep going back to the page to see if they've opened it yet.
I've been a beta tester since it started.
Have you?
Yep.
How exciting is that?
I'm a total nerd.
Dang, I wish that
you're in good company.
I'd been able to get in there because it was
you know this
previewed in July or mm-hmm. June. No, July, I think.
July.
And, July-ish. You know, the video went up and it was very exciting. And then you could be a part of like this secret quill thing in order to
That's
get
what I was
into
a part of.
What yep. you are now a part of.
I stayed up until 3 a.m. waiting for this clue. And I was like, oh, I wish I remembered what it was right now. It was some numerical value that you had to know specifically from book, because it was on the third day, so it was from book 3, and then they were like, then multiply that times 3. I don't know what that means.
You can talk a little louder.
Okay.
You can use a slightly outdoor voice. Yeah.
All right. Then I had to multi-times. Yeah.
Multiply.
Multiply times 3, and then I had to enter that in a specific link, and I freaked out for a full hour on the phone with my cousin because we were there. We saw the clue, and then we entered it, and they only let a certain number of people in every day, like the first
right.
few who answered the question. And we were like, there. Like, we knew the answer, and we did it, and it was awesome. And then it brought us to the Sony something page and was telling us to buy things.
Yeah,
and it wasn't giving us any page that said we had made it in, so I just kept hitting it going, the link's broken, Lauren, the link is broken. And I was having a meltdown because I'm very sensitive about Harry Potter, and it's true.
If you go to the Pottermore website, in the upper right hand corner there's a Sony logo, since I think it's hosted
by them, isn't
it? I realized
that after. I was just like, no, I do not want to buy a Blu-ray player, I would like to be in Pottermore, thank you very much.
Sony.
Then
what the hell?
Finally, I sat there, and then my cousin's like, "Well, mine showed up," and I was just defeated. I was like, "What the hell? I care more than she does." But then it popped up, and it was like, "Hey, guess what? Enter your name." And so I did, and then it showed me this little book, and it was like, "You're magical." And then it had a list of other magical children, such as Harry Potter and Ginny Weasley and Neville Longbottom. And I was like,
I
had to wait for months and months and months to finally get into the actual Pottermore site, because they were letting people in
waves, almost
waves. Exactly.
Houses.
It was excruciating. No, they just let people
just
in waves,
smaller factions.
And then after you got in, it's cool.
According to the website...
Dude, I'm so excited. I go back like once a week to check this page.
According to the website at this point, when I went to check out the prices of the ebooks, it said April. Beta should be over in April.
It was supposed to be open in
October.
Yeah. And they just kept pushing it out because they couldn't get all the beta testers in. And then after that, they were experiencing technical difficulties. And it was a pain in the butt because I'd want to go and do Wizards Duel with people. And it was like, no, that main point of the...
I don't even know what that is. It sounds so cool.
You duel with people, literally, with your wand, which you get hyper specifically. They describe your wand, like what its build is and what its durability is and how long it is and all of that stuff.
And how many settings it has, just to make it even more dirty.
I want mine to have a frappe setting.
Ew.
Go on.
I'm going to let that awkward moment sit for a moment.
Yeah.
Just
punishment.
A moment. That was
As we took it to dirty, and then you kind of tried to make it back to normal, but it still worked too well in the dirty.
Frappe. I wasn't even thinking about dirty. Frappe is just a funny word.
That's why they were giggling, and I threw in my...
different settings.
So anyway,
okay, fine.
It's really
I'm not
awesome.
Funny.
And then, like, I don't know. You go through the books. So the beta testers have only gotten through book 1 because they haven't opened the other books.
Are you allowed to talk about all this stuff?
But
they're not going to sue you, are they?
Hmm.
I think that's
everything that's been covered on, because you can go to the Pottermore info page and you can hear about like what you can do. I haven't given away any specifics about like what you do in the chapters or like all of that stuff. I mean, I think everyone kind of knew you were going through book by book, but yeah, I mean, that's about all the information I can probably disclose to you muggles.
Well, that makes it a perfect time to jump onto other news stories that we have.
Sorry, Harry Potter.
including Harry Potter. The fact that Xbox Live is now going to include HBO Go, Xfinity TV, and MLB TV in its streaming capabilities. We will get to it. I know. Yes?
For everyone at home, I'm raising my hand because yes. I have a question.
Oh.
Xbox Live. You have to pay for that, right?
Yes.
Yep.
How much do you pay?
You get a subscription, and it's like, I think it's $100 a year.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
For the year, you know, break it down into per month. It's less than $10 a month since they're 12 months.
Six and something a month, less than Netflix.
No, more like eight.
Okay. Remember, basic math. Anyway, so that's like HBO Go Netflix. Would then be free with your subscription?
No.
Well, then that's dumb.
They assume that people, well, you don't need Xbox Live to access the streaming stuff.
Oh.
It's on my TV.
Kind of like how with the Wii, you don't have to have it be streaming in order to watch Netflix.
Right.
Okay.
Well, technically Netflix is streaming, but you don't have to have some sort of special pay account to access Netflix.
That's what I meant.
Yes. Right. You won't need to do that, but you still need the Xfinity subscription or the HBO Go subscription or the MLB TV subscription, except I think they still provide scores or something like that, but nothing really fun. So that's a partnership that's been in the making, and more ways to access TV, which is interesting because at this point everyone's already speculated that people will watch more streaming media versus DVDs, Blu-rays, and VHS combined for 2012.
Probably.
But based on the fact that last year on average, last year in terms of Netflix combined, everyone watched 2 billion hours of content, I imagine that it will be even
really
higher this year.
It'd be fun to see how it broke down.
I mean,
it's about an hour a day per person.
I mean, I do understand that because if I'm on my computer and I have Netflix open, it's
just
like
right there.
I want to watch Hook. I own it in VHS and DVD format, but it's right there. So I do get that. But if I want to watch bonuses, then you kind of have to have the DVDs.
That's what I can't wait for. Mm-hmm. As soon as iTunes and Netflix comes out with, iTunes kind of has it. They have like the iTunes extras that come with movies where you get a couple things.
Do you have to pay for that extra though?
No, it's either packaged with it or it isn't. It's just hit or miss.
Some do, some don't.
But it'd be really great. I love blooper reels. Blooper reels are hilarious.
I love blooper reels.
And like I owned all of Psych for the longest time because I loved the blooper reels that came with it. But then they put it on Netflix, and I realized that it was time that I could get rid of them. But I constantly miss those blooper reels because they're just so good.
I love blooper reels.
They're probably somewhere online, but, you know, the whole hassle of having to hunt them down is not as much fun as when you have them on a tangible disc.
And the risk of quality, too.
That's too. True. Yeah, Dan and I just watched the Muppets blooper reel. That was fun.
Yeah. But it's so easy to binge on Netflix, as we all know.
Yes.
So easy.
You could be doing something else, like cleaning your room or doing productive things, and then just have, like, Doctor Who or Star Trek The Next Generation.
Or Hey Arnold.
Mad
Men.
Or The Walking Dead. Or I'm going to keep making this funny SpongeBob. Arm motion. Yes, maybe.
Which I...
Dude, I
was worried that we'd never see you again.
SpongeBob.
It's been a while. Yeah. That's why.
Okay.
Freaking love SpongeBob.
Do you?
Yes.
Will you watch it with me all the time so Adam doesn't have to?
Yes. I
freaking will you be my girlfriend, Emily?
Yes, I might be.
We're getting muscled out here. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Yeah, but then we can watch, you know, what we want to watch.
Hey.
Do the two of you
can
want
I come
to be
over
boyfriends?
Oh, we already are.
That's what you meant by double date at the beginning of this?
Yeah, it's you two and us two.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
My arm is going around Emily.
Chicka, chicka, yeah.
Yeah. Who's making awkward frappe jokes now?
Still you.
Still.
And that's a perfect time to transition to our next topic, which before we hop off it completely, Emily had an announcement relating to HBO.
Who?
And you just pivoted your microphone.
I did. I'm sorry.
You keep knocking your mic with your beverage.
I do.
There.
I don't mean to. I can't. I can't see through this thing. So I'm having a very hard time gauging where it is, and I just want
to
sit it in my lap.
She needs to gesture. And if there's a beer in her hand, she's still gonna gesture.
Emily's just gonna sit up.
But it's gonna do this thing and be
there
an extension.
There we go. How's that? Good.
Fair enough.
Excellent. Okay. Was I gonna say something about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Oh, that with HBO, the season premiere is on Sunday, April 1st, and you can watch any of the recaps on from the first season on HBO.com. You just click on the episode and then on the recap, or if you happen to be lucky and have HBO Go, you can watch it at any time, anywhere.
Because you're rich.
Online, which is nice.
Oh, man.
I wish that I had HBO Go, like, right now.
I just live with my parents. There's a difference.
I would like it if, for the beginning of season two, in honor of April Fool's Day, they were like, April Fool's, so-and-so's not dead.
Khal Drogo.
That could always be a story arc, is somebody faked their death in order to go into hiding.
We'll know once we're reading it.
That's true.
But usually you see
most of the deaths are pretty...
Yeah, we see like decapitation or burning of bodies.
Or having their tongue ripped out of their freaking throat.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome.
Adam.
I love Khal Drogo.
Was that his tongue?
That was his tongue. What? That's 10 times
that
as
just
badass
blew my
as
mind.
I thought it was.
But I yes, mean, so, yeah. So what's going it, 9, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9 p.m.?
I think it's Central p.m. That's what Connor said.
I think it was. Yeah.
I assume if somebody's going to sit down and watch it, they've already like researched it like 3 weeks in advance so that, you know,
Game
camping
of Thrones,
out.
Season 2 premiere.
Yeah. People are camping out.
Well, April 1st, I mean, that's like that entire day. It belongs to Game of Thrones.
Oh, my.
Time anywhere on that given Sunday where I will be watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So switching to another topic, a couple weeks back, Terra Nova was taken off the air from Fox.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which
my brother-in-law was working on that one.
Yeah,
Zach was working on that one. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad. I mean, actually, it wasn't a bad show. I watched a few episodes of it. It was just the fact that, I mean,
probably
they
a bad time slot, right?
Well, I mean, I think it was on like the same time that Glee was on, as well as NCIS.
That wouldn't work because they're also Fox.
Oh.
Yep.
So it could be NCIS. It's just not Glee.
No.
Yeah. They could have had a really competitive time slot. They could
have
just been at an
time
awkward
slot.
Time overall.
But I also think that it was the fact that, I mean, they're spending so much money per episode.
But they were actually still within their budget.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
So why did Fox kill it then?
Viewership?
Probably just ratings. Yeah. I mean, it was in negotiations for a long time.
I can understand that. Fox does tend to kill series that, I mean...
They're good at killing series before their time.
...have fantastic potential, and then, I mean, please, Firefly.
But the big thing that was going on with it was after they were
Arrested
canceled...
development.
It was... presumed that they would go straight on to Netflix and give Netflix some more original content.
Ah.
It's been going on for 2 weeks, and they still haven't reached an agreement, and Netflix is bailing at this point.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of at another roadblock, but at this point, the producers aren't releasing any of the actors to do any other work because they think there is another suitor out there. And they want to make sure they have their actors available to do a next season if it comes up.
I wonder if this is what Netflix is becoming. Is like when a show gets canceled on TV, but it's for like kind of an iffy reason, it's kind of sent out to the Netflix pastures.
I mean, because it used to be that other
retirement
television stations could buy up shows. I remember because the WB, which is now the CW, used to have Roswell. And then for the first two seasons, the WB had Roswell. And then its last season, the WB was like, we are willing to offer this up for any other network that would like to pick it up. And I think... maybe ABC picked it up. And so it was like, I mean, it was this huge like thing at the time, and I didn't know that television stations had actually done that.
Scrubs did that. Didn't they go from NBC to ABC?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I think they were one of the big ones where it's the show was getting on in age, and Zach Braff was kind of 1 foot out the door already, so yeah. It just kind of turned into a, let's go over to ABC now.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, so then with Terra Nova, are they still going to be releasing episodes to finish off this season,
no,
or
is it done? It's canceled.
It was already, that season was done already. At this point they were deciding whether or not to renew it for another season.
Oh.
So.
Because I know like a lot of shows, I mean like all the shows essentially that I've watched have been pulled off the air throughout the month of March and will now be coming back in April to kind of finish off their spring season.
Right.
Or even start off their spring season?
Speaking of comebacks. Community is back.
It's I liked Community from the beginning, and this stuff, it's like really so, as awkward as possible.
Really? Like, you were like a huge Community fan.
I was, and now it's just kind of
seen one episode of the new stuff, and I was
like, I can name off episodes from the first season and some from the second season where it's just the automatic, yes, I can watch these anytime.
The paintball was,
That was favorite. The one episode I've seen.
Yes. Did I make you watch the one with that was Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Okay, so did I make you watch the first one, the original?
Whichever one was the Cowboys.
Okay, so I don't there's actually a second part to that one. But like they have that kind of set in stone. We finish with some sort of skirmish or something like that. And
gag
we have fun
type
with that.
Thing.
But other than that, it's just kind of gotten weak, which is upsetting. Which is what's happened to Futurama, too, because they had the reboot, and then it just didn't go anywhere.
I'm nodding.
I'm sad.
And I know that Arrested Development is coming back.
Yes, though there is something going on online because the complete cast hasn't been brought back.
What?
They're missing one minor character. Start out as a minor character. But
Michael Cera?
No,
they finally got him on board.
Oh.
No, it's Steve Holt.
Who is Steve Holt? Who is Steve Holt? The father?
Steve Holt is...
No. They have the core cast.
He's like the super senior...
He
had various other relations.
He was Gob's,
Job's son.
Yeah.
Did you just call him Gob?
I call him Gob because that's how it's
Job's
spelled.
Son. Yes.
Job's son. And then he was what's her name's crush for a while.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe's.
Maybe's crush for a while.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
first and foremost.
I've seen the pilot episode, and then I've seen various random episodes through friends through college, but never seen the entire series.
There's just like a lot of recurring,
and I really don't know what the series is about, period. I just know that Michael Cera is kind of creepy in it.
Yep.
He plays Michael Cera in it.
He is loving on his cuisine.
Well, yeah. I mean, watch it straight through, then you'll get all the little recurring jokes, and it
always
makes
money
it,
in the banana stand.
It makes it always money. So good.
But there, at this point, the actor, originally there was a following to like, hey, save Steve Holt, I think is the website, savesteveholt.com. And the actor has said, yes, I will do this if they invite me. They haven't yet, but I will do this if they invite me.
They better.
So they've
yet to invite
Steve Holt,
essentially.
Right.
Why don't they just invite him?
Because who knows where season 4 is going. Maybe it's just...
Arrested Development only had 3 seasons?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe Steve Holt's price tag has gone up.
And who was it? Who was it that's taking them on? Is it Showtime?
Well, Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn Netflix!
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, that's one of the big things.
Good one. Yeah.
Dang! I wish they would do Firefly.
Yeah, a lot of people
Castle.
Are saying
it's
that
just
very
doing really
same
well.
Thing.
I love Castle, by the way. It's amazing.
Did you have more?
I do have more.
Steve Holt.
So you got that one, I got that one. Okay, something else that we were talking about before, we had mentioned Mog Radio on another episode recently where they were just purchased by Beats, the headphone company. Do you know Beats at all? No?
Is not it spelled like about
the vegetable?
Dr.
Or
Dr.
Dre.
B-E-A-T-S.
He released headphones through this company where it's, you know, DJs should use this kind of thing.
Right.
It's trying to play it up as, hey, Dr. Dre uses it, so why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That company has purchased a streaming radio website very similar to Spotify, where you have access to a library and you can kind of burn through it as you see fit, rather than Pandora, where it's just kind of telling me what to listen to. You can only listen to so many songs at a time. You can only skip so many songs at a time, where this is just like literal search within the library, play this song, go. But Mog just came out with an iPad app, and it's being described as the most user-friendly one that's available, to the point where they believe that Mog might, with this partnership with Beats, steal some of Spotify's thunder.
I just joined Spotify. I actually kind of like it.
I saw that on my newsfeed.
I know. I've been listening to songs. I've actually been using it in the music classroom
a lot.
I like
the ones about jelly beans.
Yeah, one green jelly bean down in my belly bean. My kids love it. I do a little dance with it, and they dance with me. It's cute.
Gumbubble Monday.
So you do the free account?
Uh-huh. Is there one that you pay for?
Yes. There's one where no commercials, and you can listen as much as you want. Where with the free, I think you're limited to, what, 40 hours a week, I think?
I have no idea. I've never even gotten close to that amount.
There's also a higher tier that you can pay to get it on your phone.
And the phone thing is what interested me. I would love to be able to just, if I didn't have a computer, take that with me anywhere. And I could just plug in my little tiny speaker that you bought me into my phone. And
$10 a month, though.
Meh. Oh, it's $10 a month?
Yeah.
No
it's,
way.
Boo, uh-uh.
It's pricey by comparison. Because the unlimited no ads is $5, I think.
But do you have that?
No, I don't have any.
I thought that you had a Spotify
subscription. I had a Spotify subscription, but I just wasn't using it enough, and I was also abusing my ample existing music library.
Yes, I was going to say.
Like when you have thousands upon thousands of songs and you know that you still haven't listened to some of them.
Yep.
Good to get on that first.
Yep. I have like 10,000 songs that I have and I've never listened to them.
Plus podcasts make up for a good chunk of my listening time, and it's all streaming thanks to Stitcher Smart Radio.
Oh. Yes.
It's true. No, I listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me and
on Stitcher?
Yes. Because now with the upgrade to my phone, the signal's strong enough where I can actually stream stuff while I'm driving.
Oh.
So I can listen to that or Doug Loves Movies or
I normally just go to your website to stream stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're just MP3s, so.
Yes.
Brilliant. Easy can be.
Yeah.
And people can technically save stuff, and that's another thing that I'm going to kind of fix.
Oh.
Dirty mouth.
They can download it if they go to iTunes, but let's limit what they can download from the site itself.
Sure.
And I can totally see all the viewers at home going, why would you do that?
Oh, no, it'll still be like flash-based.
Damn you.
Flash-based, so you can still access stuff from the website, or if you have a phone that can handle flash, then you're fine there.
We will discuss.
Yeah, it's just something out there. And then there was a good time to switch over to Movie Bluff. Unless you have something that you want to throw in, which your finger is up.
Yes, I did want to add. Last week I was going to add this, but Seagate has actually had a breakthrough in hard drive technology.
Dun, dun, dun.
They've figured out a way to tinify their laser inscribing abilities to create 60 terabyte hard drives, which is preposterous.
Comparable to the size of current hard drives, correct?
I was going to say, yes. I think I have a terabyte, and I was told that I would never use that within my lifetime, which I think is a lie.
That is a lie.
I think I totally would
you
use
can
that
use, you could definitely use a terabyte's worth of hard drive space within your lifetime, but 60 terabytes? That's,
I mean, that's amazing. You would totally replace that computer before you needed that much.
Yep, that's true.
Though at this point, Walmart is offering a service where they will digitize your current DVD library. So people are actually moving to just kind of knock that out and fill up their hard drives quickly. So it's going to evolve into the system standard terabyte, 2 terabyte, in within the next year, I imagine.
Sure.
I might actually do that.
But I mean,
I don't know what the price point is on it, though.
Pretty much my whole collection would fit within 1 or 2 terabytes. Easy.
Depending on definition.
Yeah. Right.
I have no clue. I have a very massive music, not music, movie library.
You do have an impressive movie collection.
Yeah.
Thank you.
VHS.
Because if you could get a bulk deal on that, that would be definitely worth it.
Because I have...
Just bring them in a wheelbarrow.
I mean, I'd say I at least have over 100 VHS films still.
Of stuff that you would still watch.
That I would still watch. Dude, of course. Classic Disney. I have all of the original Classic Disney VHS box cases, and I'm pretty sure I might just keep those. Or if I were to switch over and I were to get them all moved over, I could just like
digitize it and store them.
Well, I could throw away the cases too, and I could just save the leaflets.
Yeah, you could make some art out of that.
That'd be fun.
I totally could. Oh!
Project!
Emily is totally going to make a wall collage of Disney movie covers.
Pretty.
So excited.
You totally could.
Yes.
Or you could wrap present for the rest of your life in Disney movie covers.
But let's play Movie Bluff.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just about that time. And...
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. I have a good softball to start out if...
Ooh, okay.
Which, Katie, will go to you first.
Yay.
So... We'll see how... Because I had a good softball last time, but Dan just wasn't on the same wavelength as me, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But maybe
that's okay.
This time it'll be better.
Okay.
So my movie for you, which has plenty of options, optimistically, is Love Actually.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess like the one person who's not in that movie.
You've never seen it?
No.
Really? Every time!
Go to me! Can she pass?
No, then, no.
I can probably guess. Maybe.
That's interesting. We should, well, I don't know.
Oh, wait, is that the one with Steve Carell?
No, honey.
No.
No, what's that one where
it's the British film, sweetheart.
You're thinking of the love something stupid.
Yeah.
Fat face.
Crazy stupid love.
That one,
yeah. Okay.
40-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I thought, because everything about that movie screams Love Actually. Anyway.
Hey!
Stop!
You lose a point if you do that.
Emily?
I can't.
You can't help.
Yeah,
it's a British film.
No. Yeah, okay,
I
don't know.
And
So I concede.
Folly to me.
Okay, that's not how it works, Emily.
But she conceded, so then it's my turn? Can I still play off this movie?
No.
Come on!
No. We don't overlap that way.
That's not nice.
Emily, there are like 15 bajillion other movies out there that we can build off of right now.
It's true.
They're not a bajillion.
Which I have the first unfortunate point again, because I always assume. I'm just like,
it's okay.
I think I know what you watch, and I'm always wrong. Always wrong. So, Emily, you get to start, and it goes to Katie, so feel free to softball, because you can't build it off of that, because that
she
wouldn't work
remember
for her.
You just found out I don't watch a lot of romantic comedies.
This could be tricky.
It was one of those, like, it kind of bridges enough that it's not,
I wasn't necessarily
like,
talking about that. I just remembered. I mentioned that to
her
earlier. But yes.
It's one of those romantic comedies that's tolerable.
Oh. All right. A League of Their Own.
Fuck me.
Oh my god, this
serious?
Is going to be a...
Yeah.
Both of you, Emily for softballing that one, and Katie because you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
What's wrong with A League of Their Own? There are plenty of characters in there.
It's for me for not knowing. Don't give Emily crap. Yeah, wait. Crap why does Emily get crap again?
Because not everyone has seen A League of Their Own.
It's an old enough film.
That one's pretty old. Pretty so anyway.
Class does not equal good.
Caitlin's just handing out points right left and right. A League of Their Own is a fantastic film. So that, yeah, that, Emily no, gets a point, and moving on.
Guess somebody.
Guess
how about
somebody.
That?
I have
a League
no
of Their
idea.
Own. Have you even seen the cover?
Start? No, I have absolutely no idea what it's about or anything about this movie.
There's a league involved.
Guess an actor.
So sad. A League of
yeah,
Their
just,
Own.
Just stab in the dark.
Like, what the hell?
just to get a name out there. Any name.
Can I have like a year that the movie came out?
90s.
Yeah, in okay. the 90s. I'd say like 95, maybe. Own.
Yeah, I'd say mid-90s.
I don't know.
Say an actor.
92.
92. Steve Martin was in a lot of movies around that time. But I'm doubtful that he's in that one.
Good guess.
A League of Their Own. I have no idea what it's about, even. I mean, is it a bowling league? Is it a league of softball players?
That's closest. It's
Tom Hanks.
Yes!
Emily, yes. For fuck's sake, don't yell into the microphone, please.
I'm sorry.
You're just trying to send him deaf.
I value my
although
hearing.
Although I'm totally
I
fucked.
Use
guys,
it for things.
Are
oh, no, you,
wait,
no,
I'm
you,
not
you,
close enough.
Movie,
I'm
that's
too
right.
far
oh,
away.
And you know I am the aficionado.
We haven't said that you're too far away yet.
No.
I am adequately.
No, it just don't scream
I'm
into it.
You
that's all I'm saying.
Okay, it's
just
hard not
it
to scream.
So
when you
Tom
get
Hanks movie, Dan.
Yay!
Yay! We had a whole conversation about this one.
Yeah. So I.
That was
that's
so
right.
good.
I will say Forrest Gump movie.
Yes. Continuing. Okay. I'm going to say Toy Story movie.
Still a movie.
Big movie.
Okay. Wait. Around Tom Hanks. Okay.
Yeah.
My head just went.
Still. Where are we?
Okay. I will go with the Da Vinci Code cast.
Oh, that was mean.
Not really, because I think it's Adam who tried to pull this on me before.
Mm-hmm.
It's really two steps from now, so you're the one who's in trouble at this point. Just wait, because it's Audrey Tautou, and I will say movie.
And I'll say Amelie cast. This is kind of a knockout punch.
You
that was
unless
are...
you know French actors.
Adam, I think you're bluffing.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you got just too cocky enough.
Yeah.
Just too cocky enough.
That's true. So
I actually own one other movie of hers.
But it's cast, not movie.
It's true.
Otherwise, I would have done Coco Chanel.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Huh?
Jacques.
No.
Gustavo.
Yes, Jacques Gustavo.
And then you go
from
movie and then Life Aquatic.
Jacques Jams.
Is Gerard DuPont is in it? Maybe. No.
Mm-hmm. Adrian Brody.
Ha.
Funny.
Point, Emily.
It's true.
Adrian Brody was not in that film.
Blody. Blody was not in there either. Yeah, I'm looking at it and there's no one really...
Named Jacques.
There's a Claude.
Claude Van Damme. No.
What's
and
Claude's
an Andre. And Eugene.
So then, is it Jean? Katie's turn?
It is Katie's turn and it's going to you, Emily. So Emily, you have... 2 points.
No.
We solved the Tom Hanks problem.
I have one point because we were able to help
one and
a
one.
Bit.
One and one.
One and one.
I have
one
for Dan. Lance.
Nice job, baby. Okay.
Just gonna go with an actor to start this time. Go Cameron Diaz movie.
I don't like that look.
Do something mean.
Hold on.
Why?
Cameron Diaz movie. Okay, The Holiday. Cast.
We always cycle back to this one. This is always the first one out of the gate.
I love this movie.
Jack Black movie.
High Fidelity.
Yay.
Cast.
John Cusack movie.
He was in
other things too.
Movies.
That was really easy.
Your face is up here and the mic is down here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't see it. He was in that one film.
Sounds like
that has Willem Dafoe in it with his hands up in the air. What is that movie called? Yes, he's in it.
Don't say it.
Am I wrong?
No.
I know what it is.
It's good!
Is it Apocalypse Now? Apocalypse Now. No. That was the one with what's-his-face in it. Wait. No, Apocalypse. I was in Hair and we watched both of these war films.
There was a firefight!
Boondock Saints!
Why? Why? So mean. No.
We'll never let it go, Emily. We'll never let go.
It's not Apocalypse Now. It is something else really pretty because Dan is taking a picture. Okay, a John Cusack film. Oh, he was in, what is it? I know it. Oh, what was it? And it's with his, please.
You need to hang out with me more.
John Cusack. I just don't see him in things.
Say something.
He.
You're running out of time.
Apocalypse
Now.
We'll give
you 15 seconds.
I'll say Apocalypse Now. I know that's not it, though.
And then cast movie. You got to lock it in.
Movie.
You're bluffing.
Let's find out. Because it's actually, I think you're thinking, what was he?
I'm thinking of the one with Marlon Brando in it.
That's.
But that's not the one. There are two. There was Apocalypse Now, and there was the other one. And I can't think of what the other one was called. And we watched them both in here.
I remember what it was called.
What was it? Since I'm looking this up anyway.
Platoon.
Yep.
Platoon. Shit, it was Platoon. I never would have pulled that name out of my butt, though.
Was he in Platoon, even?
Yes, he was. John Cusack was.
He was in The Thin Red Line.
He was in Platoon.
I'm working on...
He was in 16 Candles.
He was in Say Anything.
He was in 16 Candles. I love that movie. Why?
That's why I was so surprised.
Oh, I forgot that he was in that.
Except he like, wasn't in Platoon.
Guys, I have something really exciting outside. Aliens or no, extraterrestrials?
Then who's John Cusack?
No, better than extraterrestrials. Female extraterrestrials.
Well, you're right. You're right with the the sister bit. He's always in stuff with his sister.
Joan Cusack.
That is John Cusack. He was in Platoon.
No, he wasn't.
Who was in Platoon?
Probably not John Cusack.
Some other actor who looks similar to John Cusack, possibly having.
I know who it was.
Dark hair.
It was Charlie Sheen.
Oh man, really?
Well, you know, dark hair, kind of longer face.
I guess.
But Adam, you got that point. So Adam, you have a point.
Yes.
Emily has a point. I have a point. Katie's yet to score. I start and it goes to Adam. And I'll turn that off.
Dang.
And I will start with somebody as well. And
do-do-do-do.
I mean.
Oh, I totally have seen do-do-do-do-do.
You have seen A League of Their Own?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Is it slowly coming back to you?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that.
With Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna.
Yeah. I'm trying to pick something fun, so I will say Michael J. Fox movie.
Back to the Future cast.
Original part one?
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd movie.
Great Scott!
Back to the Future part two cast.
Oh, I can think of her first name, but not her last name. It's,
Oh, yeah, her.
Oh, God. Oh, I can never think of his name, because he's so, God, he was in Willard. And I know I struggled to try to remember his name before, because he's just so weird. I'm going to go with... It's Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Movie. Yeah.
It took me a second.
Leah Thompson. Yeah, I've seen her in quite a few things.
Yeah, she actually was in
quite a few things, actually.
I'm going to say Home Alone cast.
Leah Thompson was not in Home Alone.
Are you sure?
Are you willing to say that he is? Are you calling his shenanigans?
Hold on, now I have to really think about it. I say you're bluffing.
Yeah, I'm bluffing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
I was I've seen Home Alone like 1,000 times. She's totally not in that.
Oh, well.
Emily,
what
point.
Can you do? Yeah, point. So Emily has 2 points. Ada has a point. I have a point. Katie's yet to score, but she's the one who gets the start, and it goes to Emily.
Hooray.
So good, darling.
Yay. Okay, let me think of something good for you. Let's go with...
If it helps, I know that...
I don't know if you know that one. Okay. You know what? We're going to go 16 Candles. Cast.
16 Candles. Molly Ringwald. Movie.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cast.
Yeah.
Don't you
forget about me.
Oh, there's so many different ways that this can go.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go with... I'll go with Emilio Estevez.
I would have picked him, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Movie.
Estevez. You better say it.
Well, there are a couple good answers.
You've got 3 choices.
More than that.
3.
I think I'm going to guess one that he's not actually in. I just have this irrational fear of it happening. Emilio Estevez. Was he in Dirty Dancing or am I insane? No, he was not. What the fuck was he in? I can think of... Was he in St. Elmo's Fire?
I don't know.
St. Elmo's Fire cast.
St. Elmo's Fire to Emily. Cast.
Who else was in St. Elmo's Fire?
I've never seen it. So, I'm going to say that you're bluffing.
You would be right, but I can probably make a guess.
Feel free to do so.
That's what I'm going to try to do. Defending my honor.
I have my answer.
I haven't seen that movie.
Neither have I, but I know at least one answer.
Kind of lame.
I don't know any. Period.
Crap. I have several faces in my head, but I cannot put a name to them, so I'm just going to say, sure, Emily, point.
3 points.
So that ends the game?
Yes.
No.
Not even going to try, I don't think. Nope.
Not Emily wins.
3 points. 3.
3? And then...
That's what
Ben said. I want to see. See Saint.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what St. Elmo's Fire is.
It was another tacky 80s.
To me, more.
I was surprised that you didn't pick Mighty Ducks or Billy the Kid.
Mighty Ducks or Mighty Ducks, Mighty Ducks 2 or D3, the Mighty Ducks.
For some reason, Mighty Ducks just did not occur to me. Derp.
And as soon as I was just, all I could think in my head was Emilio Estevez, Mighty Ducks.
Yep,
Mighty
that's immediately where my head went to. Immediately.
I was so close to saying Judd Nelson, though. I was really close to saying Judd Nelson.
Because
he's crazy.
Crazy.
But yeah, Emily won with 3 points.
Oh, yay.
And Adam had one. I had one.
I lost.
But Emily, since you won, you get to plug anything that you are doing in the next week that's at least after Friday when the episode will drop.
Friday. You know, I'm going to be real honest. Kind of boring right now. I can't think of anything to plug.
You can plug your Twitter.
Plug my Twitter. DYESEM01. And I'm Emily Dice. If you look at my picture, it's got me with a henna tattoo on my back.
There you go. Katie, how about you?
My Twitter account is at Katie Shea, but it's CAITY_SHEA. And my picture is a picture of me with a shrimp cocktail and my best BFF, Nick.
There you go.
Yeah.
And anything to plug? Anything?
You know, not particularly.
Best friend forever?
No, I take it back. Yep. I do have something to plug. Doug Loves Movies podcast is taping this Saturday, and Dan and I are going.
Yes.
Fun.
And
then also New Hope Cinema Grill is also having a show coming up this Saturday following this Saturday, and Dan and I are also going to that.
To see Wild Bill Bauer.
Wild Bill Bauer.
Who actually is in charge of, I guess, the live comedy at New Hope Cinema Grill. Or at least he claims it as one of his fames on his website. So
we've had a good time at Acme and at the New Hope Cinema Grill, so I'm very excited for both.
Stuff to watch. And huzzah. I posted ticket availability on one of the website updates, so people can find stuff there. Or I might do it again. Who knows? So, Katie, nothing?
Not particularly. Yep. Nothing really. Yeah, I don't have a thing.
No.
Shucks.
Quiet week.
Quite.
Yeah.
Quite quiet.
Quite quiet. Adam, how about you?
Oh, stuff.
Things. Stuff and things.
Things and stuff. Timey-wimey stuff. Yeah, not too much going on this week with me either. You can find me on Twitter, though, at ADAMERDMANN, Adam Erdman, is my name. And let's see, just doing a second little mental inventory here.
Right, that's what you almost have to do.
To see if there was anything else. No, I don't think so. Dan, what about you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. You can, like Emily said, we will be checking out Doug Loves Movies. Seeing Doug Benson do a Doug Loves Movies podcast taping on Saturday. And then next week, Wild Bill Bauer on Saturday at the New Hope Cinema Grill. I believe Doug Benson tickets, I don't know if they're still on sale, but they were $17 or so. And then everything at New Hope Cinema Grill is 15, so it's not too expensive. Good food.
Very good food.
Very good food.
Breaded mushrooms.
Nummy.
Yes. Good drinks, too. Nice service staff.
Good service staff. Very good service staff. They saved my purse for me.
Yes. Hooray. And it's just about that time where I get to start doing research for the Kentucky Derby coming up.
Yes. Because
my family always has a Kentucky Derby party, but this year they're not available to, so they're going to do the Preakness party.
Very excited.
So I still got to start watching what horses are coming up so that I can be the best bookie I can be.
Darn right.
Nice.
Which is fun. But that's it for me, but a couple things for the podcast as well. Like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can find us at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos, all of our episodes, as well as all of our bonus tracks, including mic checks and post Leonard Maltin games, post Movie Bluff, post Build a Title. We've done some like Mystery Science Theater 3000 stuff. So all that's out there at bufferingpodcast.com, which will also be changing in the upcoming few weeks. Get a new look to it, so that'll be fun. You can also find us on iTunes, where you can search for Buffering, you can search for my name, you can search for Adam's name, you can search for any of our guests' names, or even any of our previous guests' names, and it'll come up under Buffering. Just look for the microphone. You can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where you can get updates about our website, you can get updates about new episodes being available, who's guesting with us, and all that fun stuff. And you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio while on the go, on demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Very true. So that's all we have for you this week. So thank you very much for listening. We are going to try to... nice. You did nail it this time.
Nailed it.
Time for us to sample some dessert I heard is
pie.
In the works.
Pie. So we get to go... Raspberry rhubarb.
Eat some pie. But thank you for listening, and make sure to listen to our bonus tracks, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Nice. I almost said nice seeing you. Please cut that out. Nice seeing you.
Goodbye.
Mind. Watching you with my mind.
Welcome back now, you hear?
Bye.